Good morning. I'm Alyssa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at some of the stories happening now in the news on this Tuesday. Investigators are looking for about a dozen more people in connection with a wide-ranging terrorism investigation in the U.S. Federal agents arrested three men Saturday in connection with what the Justice Department has said was a plot to detonate bombs in the United States. The three are charged with lying to federal agents. The world coming together to try to curb climate change. The U.S. and China are the two biggest polluters on the planet, and world activists and leaders are at the United Nations today trying to lay the groundwork for an agreement to limit climate change on everything from food and energy to security and trade.
We know what needs to be done. We know that our planet's future depends on a global commitment to permanently reduce greenhouse gas pollution. We know that if we put the right rules and incentives in place, we will unleash the creative power of our best scientists and engineers and entrepreneurs to build a better world.
Some new details this morning about the affair that unraveled John Edwards' political career. One of his former aides now claims Edwards had always known he was the father of his mistress's child. And according to the New York Times, he may admit that soon. Edwards' friends say it was his wife, Elizabeth, who didn't want him to come forward. Edwards did not respond to requests for comment. At least seven people have been killed by flooding in the southeastern U.S. It's been some of the worst rainfall to hit the region in a century. Affiliate TV station WSB reports a woman held onto her one-year-old in one arm and a tree in the other for 3 hours until they were rescued. More rainfall is expected today and through the weekend. Looks like older children will need one shot for the H1N1, but children between the ages of 6 months and 9 years may need two. That's from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Now, this is just early data. We should learn more next month. You're up to date. Those are the headlines. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.